For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump followed through on his threat to revoke the security clearance for former CIA Director John Brennan after he said some things on Twitter he didn't like. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reading from the president's statement.
I've decided to revoke the security clearance of John Brennan, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Brennan has been a vocal critic of the president. The White House says it's reviewing the clearance for other officials as well. Former government officials often retain security clearances so they can advise their successors. Sanders said the administration was reviewing the clearances of several other former Obama administration officials, as well as Bruce Orr, a Justice Department attorney who was in contact with a former British spy claiming to have dirt on the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Russia's not pleased with the Pentagon. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Pentagon announcing it's going to station more Marines in Norway and move some closer to the border with Russia. The Norwegian Defense Ministry announcing that the U.S. Marine contingent in Norway will more than double before this year is over. Moscow immediately issuing a statement saying that the plans are clearly unfriendly. The Norwegian government insists the increased U.S. Marine presence is only for training purposes and should not be seen as a military escalation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In St. Paul, Minnesota, a woman went into labor while riding a city bus. Passengers jumped in to help her deliver the child on Tuesday when it was apparent the baby was arriving. She was quickly laid out on the floor while another woman helped. The baby was born seconds later. One man contributed his shoelace to tie the umbilical cord. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in London are releasing some new details about the man behind a terrorist attack with a car on Tuesday morning. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Police say the suspect is a British citizen originally from Sudan. They arrested 29-year-old Salih Kader after he ran his vehicle into some bicyclists before crashing it into a security barrier near Parliament. Witnesses telling police it did appear that he deliberately swerved towards the cyclists and then into the security barrier. And Scotland Yard says local police say they're familiar with Kader, but neither British domestic intelligence nor counterterrorism police knew about him before the attack on Tuesday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Students returned to that Parkland, Florida high school for their first new school year since 17 people died in a Valentine's Day massacre. School Board Chair Rosalind Osgood talked about what it was like to be back at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Today was somewhat of a bittersweet day as we remember the 14 students, 3 staff persons that we lost, the 17 that was injured, and the countless hearts that have been broken.
The school opened with $6.5 million in security enhancements, including new classroom locks, 18 safety monitors, and upgraded video surveillance. Campuses will be running a code red drill at least once a month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.